This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Felicita. It's Susie.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Diane.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Felicita.
Good morning, Victory.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, family. Sister Veronica. Happy to. Oh, wait, Wednesday.
Good morning, Sister Veronica, and happy Wednesday to you as well.
Thank you. I almost went back, but I refuse to go back.
That's right.
Good morning, Victory family. This is Pam. Happy Wednesday. Love you guys.
We love you too. Good morning and happy Wednesday. Someone has quite a bit of background noise. They might not even be aware that they're not on mute right now. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning?
Good morning, Felicita. It's Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning?
Good morning. It's Krishanda.
Good morning, Krishanda. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who's on the line? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Can someone let me know if you can hear me? I just want to make sure I'm not muted.
Yes, I can hear you. You sound great. Oh.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valicita. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, Valicita. This is Deborah Evans.
Good morning, Deborah Evans.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valicita. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning? Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valicita. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning before we begin hosting? Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to please place their phones on mute, and we'll go ahead and start the hosting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Valicita, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here in Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. Be sure to tune in daily in March, as the teaching theme will be intentional growth, higher, deeper, wider, stronger. You do not want to miss the teachings, lessons, and messages that the Declares are preparing as they hear from the Lord for his people. We have one announcement. Today is the day that Declare Victory fasts for anything that you may be believing the Lord for. If you would like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m., where we will call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. We have two prayer requests that have been submitted. The first one is from Sister Carolyn. She's requesting prayer for her mom, Sherby Shepherd. She had a heart attack. Please pray for complete healing for Ms. Shepherd. The next prayer request was submitted by Susie. And this is a prayer request for her husband, Rick. He has been running a 99.6 fever and is having pain in his chest area. So let's all just pray for a full recovery and also for peace and strength for Susie. The order of the call is as follows. Rachel will be done by Dion. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Yolandra. I'll repeat the order. Declaration by Dion. Praying and corporate praise by Yolandra. At this time, I ask that you please place your phones on mute until instructed to come off of mute. I now pass the call to Dion.
Well, good morning. Good morning. God morning. Great morning. And happy Wednesday. To each and every one of you, I am grateful, number one, to be alive this morning, but more importantly, I am honored to be able to start my day with each and every one of you. Today is Wednesday. It's the day we have set aside to give God glory simply because he deserves it. And with that said, you may hear a brief, she's muting you. Just FYI, we are actually live on Freedom Radio this morning. Please don't hesitate to invite a friend, a family member, a loved one to listen into the call as we grow and we go forth in spreading the truth in love of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm honored and excited to fast today. And let me tell you why. I don't know about any of you, but I have friends and loved ones who don't know who Jesus is, haven't yet come into the knowledge of Christ. And today, and even if you have a loved one or a friend or a family member that is out of the way of the truth and love, I'm going to ask you today to send me an inbox message. And today, I'm not just praying for my lost loved ones. I'm praying for yours as well. And when I say I'm praying for them, I actually mean it. So I would be more than happy to agree with you in believing God to save, to set free, and to loose your friends and your family members this morning. This week's declaration theme is higher. Is deeper. Last week was higher. And this week is particularly important to me in that I don't know about any of you guys, but I have discovered that without Jesus, I can't do anything. If I even begin to attempt to do things on my own, I blow it. Like literally, I blow it. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that if in fact I don't use everything in my power to intentionally submit myself to him, my will intrudes his promise. And I have a desire to meet God empty. I know without question that if I don't allow the Holy Spirit to be the strength of my life, that I will do him a disservice, considering Jeremiah 29:11 says, "Before I formed you, I knew you. Before I placed you in your mother's womb, I had a plan for you." He already has a divine agenda for us. The reality is we're living and walking this thing out, how well or not so much that we do it is literally contingent upon our level of surrender. And so this morning, I am just encouraging you that if you'll agree with me for our loved ones, I'm really, really specifically asking each and every one of you to pray for my sons as a result of the plan that God had for my life, considering they're connected to not just me, but my bloodline. The attack is often great. And sometimes, truthfully, in my own strength, more than I can bear. So I'm going to ask that you say their names out loud. If you don't mind, they are Deontay, Demarie, and Michael Josiah. So if you guys would do me that favor, and I promise if you send me an inbox message this morning, I will do the absolute same for you and for your children. Amen. Amen. So right before we go into prayer, I want to share just a little bit about how God painted the picture for me in going deeper in him. Just a really quick reminder, if you'd be kind enough when you jump on to go ahead and mute your lines for the continuity of the call and the clearing of the airwaves, I would be more than ecstatic. So most gracious and heavenly Father, right before we begin to go into the share this morning, I pray that even as I speak, God, that you'd begin to touch our hearts, that you begin to remind us of your great and awesome love for us and your desire for us to live a free, fruitful, productive life. We thank you this morning for being the best father one could ever have, for authoring and finishing our faith. We pray that you would give us the courage and the strength to run our race with patience that you've set before us, Lord God, with the willingness and the desire to surrender any, every, and all things to you, that you would produce good fruit. We thank you, Lord God, that you have no desire to put old wine in old wineskins, but that, behold, all things have been made new in you. And so, Jesus, this morning, we love you back, and we love you back enough, Lord God, to say that we absolutely cannot do this on our own, and we submit, surrender, and desire that you would overtake us with your love. God, that you would overshadow us with your mercy consistently. And we thank you that this morning we got to experience the new mercies that you promised us. God, and so this morning we're praying for our lost loved ones and family members and friends and those that have not come into the knowledge of you and your awesome kingdom. And we pray, oh God, that you would begin to turn the hearts of men and women, God. And this morning I pray to the third heaven, high above principalities, God. And I thank you this morning that you are the door, God, and we're standing and we're knocking. God, and I thank you that your word declares that if we knock, if we seek, and if we ask, you shall open unto us. And so this morning, God, we thank you in advance that you'll hear us. Even if our eyes don't confirm what your word declares, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this morning, again, with our topic being deeper, the Lord painted it a couple of different ways, but I want to give you a visual of what I began to see and what the Lord showed me as it relates to our struggle in our humanity, our struggle in our fleshly nature. I can recall specifically when Jesus and his mother were at the wedding, and they had run out of wine. And Mary said, they're out of wine. And he said to her, what do I have to do with this? My hour has not yet come. But she said, you can. you can still do it. I know you can do it. And I know your hour hasn't come, but I know who you are. I could see, as she gave instruction, he said, go get me all the vessels, get me all the pots, empty pots, and bring them here. I can see us and all of the things and the cares that life has cast on us, all the things that we've taken on internally, all the things that we have become accustomed to as a result of culture and tradition and religion and formalities. And I can see us being filled up on the inside of ourselves. I bet you if you close your eyes, you could see it with me. I can see the gunk and the what is called a silt. It's a backup of the natural flow and natural order of things in a pond or a creek. And I don't know if you've ever had a backed up plumb line, but there are things in there that take a specific type of formula or liquid to begin to solve or soften the things that are backing up the flow of your natural current, of your emotional current, of your spiritual current, of your mental current. For some of us, it's been being mishandled as a child. For some of us, it's abandonment and brokenness, and it could be abuse from any sort. It could be choosing the wrong person, having the wrong relationships, and listening to all these things. And you know how you take a shower after a while and you wash your hair in the shower, you have a bar of soap and the bar of soap falls in the grate and you just kind of leave it there. And by the time it's all over, your water is starting to back up. And now when you run bath water, it's coming up and around your ankles. And, if you don't take care of it, by the time it's over, there can be an overflow. I can see in the very core of our being that we are overtaken with life's situations and circumstances. And the more I spend time with Jesus, and the more I spend time in the Word of God, and the more I allow His Word to penetrate my heart, I see that He is the solvent, that He is the very thing that begins to dissolve all of the frustration, all of the bitterness, all of the anxiety, all of the angst, all of the fear, all of the trauma. He is the one who begins to change the order and the structure of our internal design in a way that we now have the ability to be built up again. But the problem is, for the majority of us, I don't know about you, but I know me personally, as you begin to feel emptied, you begin to feel vulnerable, you begin to feel naked, you begin to feel as if He can see right through you, which is the reality. He saw it before it happened, but to experience God changing you internally can be not only uncomfortable, but if in fact you don't have a trust relationship, if He's not tried and true in your heart, in your understanding, and in your process, not only will it make you vulnerable, but fear will start to raise up in you, which I believe is at the very center of the pinnacle of who we are. Contingent upon your experience and your exposure, some of the layers of trauma, some of the layers of disappointment, some of the layers of anger and anguish, some of the layers of even a need for deliverance, they will start to push down all of the things inside of you to a place where it becomes hardened. Which is why you hear us say, God, circumcise our hearts. The reality is, like anything else, even in a plumb line, if things are left with dried spaces for far too long, it becomes hardened, and it takes a different level of removal, a different level of penetration, a different level of concentration to begin to extract those things that have created the hard walls and formations in and on our hearts. And for some of us, because we've not really been exposed to the truth of God's love in people, it's really hard for that solvent to be effective. And the truth is, sometimes we stop way before it's time, and we end up with superficial relationships on every single level, relationships that can't penetrate, that don't change an outcome, that don't begin to move you from death to life in translation, while we watch and we have relationships that are intended to make us better, that are intended to make us stronger. What does that have to do with the water pots? Well, certainly we know without a shadow of a doubt, He said, fill them with water. We know that water represents the Spirit of God. That's the very thing that becomes the solvent. But imagine this. Imagine a glass half full of some sludge. Let's say it like that. You ever seen a whole bunch of almost like mud Imagine a glass full of mud. And then you try to put water in it. The truth is that the mud will override the water. And after it's said and done, you got to pour it all out and start all over again. And to be real honest, that's about how we live our lives, because we're not willing to go deep enough. We're not willing to go to the places that are encrusted with our stuff, the place that is broken, the place that is overwhelmed and consumed with life. And as we do that, I have a feeling, and this is just what I see, that by the time it's all said and done, we end up consistently having to empty out our vats because we won't give Jesus the time to do the plumb line cleansing that we need. We won't allow him to transition us from full to empty because we're so busy holding on to the things that are familiar and that at least make us feel like there's something covering our empty places. At least there's something that's hovering that gives us the ability to hide in our own shadows, the shadows of our historical forefathers' sins, the things that made our generational curses longstanding, the things that we look at in our kids that we detest, that we know were once a part of us, those things that if we remain on the surface with Jesus, knowing that he has the ability to empty us completely and wholly and make us again another, a vessel in the potter's hands, because we're afraid of what will look like empty. And the more I sit in this mad laboratory, as Tanya calls it, and the more the Lord begins to uncover the things that are in my heart, the more excited I get. The more I make decisions based upon the truth of his word, not based upon my situations or my circumstances, the more I can begin to see down on the inside, not just of my plumb line, but there are things that I can see in my beautiful mother. Things that I see that the enemy has spent years and years and years robbing us generationally of. And as life happens and he begins to maneuver into those dark places and pull out the old things, the more I read my word, the more I listen to things that confirm what the word of God says, the more I spend time in his presence without an agenda or an objective or a demand or a need, the more I go into the truth of how awful our hearts are as a result of experience and exposure, the more I recognize that he has a great desire for us to be empty. I'm going to read to you this chapter that I've paraphrased thus far. And then I'm going to go back, and I want to help you understand something. As we walk into, we're well into 2019, we're entering the second quarter very shortly. And as we are in the time of Lent, where several folks have given up something and made a decision that they want to be empty. And when you take the time to allow God to empty you and allow yourself to be as transparent as possible, God, I see this in me. I see that in me. I feel this in me. I need that to be gone. And the more you focus on becoming empty, the more prepared you are to be filled. So I'm going to read it from John. John 2, 1 through 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me? What you want?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Listen, do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jugs, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. That's a whole bunch. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He didn't realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the very first of the signs through which he revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. So again, Dion, what does that have to do with going deeper? I want to encourage you, maybe later on today, for those of you that have the courage to fast and to starve your flesh, or for those that are in their Lent walk, I would encourage you to read that and read it very differently and read it with in mind seeing the core of yourself. In doing so, as the Lord began to paint the picture, and even now as I am speaking, the reality was that he said, "Fill them with water." The first thing, the first instruction, and it was not from Jesus, it was from his mother. Do whatever he says. Do whatever he says. Do whatever he says. Well, the truth is, point one, that if you don't know what he says, you just don't know what to do. You don't have instruction. It's almost like standing in place or being on a treadmill, walking and keeping time, but getting absolutely nowhere. The first thing you have to commit to doing is do what he says. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll obey me. If you love me, you'll love me back enough to do what it is that I say, which means you have to set your will aside. It means that you have to spend time dying daily. The reality is that for most of us, we've lived our lives based upon what people have told us about Jesus. And while every now and then we might experience his hand, we might experience him rescuing us from life's circumstances or situations to a degree. But there comes a time in every believer's life, if you have the heart to say, "I believe God," where he will challenge you and test you, do whatever he says. And as they went to go pick up the stone vats, they brought them and they filled them with water. Remember, I said that you have to have something that will dissolve and that will solve and will remove the things on the sides in an effort to clean up and to cleanse out all of that old stuff, those old habits, those old routines. In doing so, as he filled them up, it's not like he said, "Abracadabra." It's not like he said, "Hey, watch this." It's not like he said anything other than when he gave the instruction, the servants obeyed. And because they believed that he could do it, not only did he do it, but he made it better than anything they had experienced. That's what Jesus wants to do with us when he fills us with his spirit. He fills us with his spirit and it begins to overtake everything and every experience we've ever had in times past in such a way that not only do we become the best, but we become now drink offering for the master. And we become not better than our best. Right? We become choice wine. We become choice drink. And that happens because of his glory. But his glory can never be experienced if you don't spend time in his presence. It is in his glory that there is fullness of joy. It is in his glory that there is peace. It is in his glory that there is change and transformation. His glory is what changed the water into wine. It was nothing more than his glory that transitioned the water as they went. But the very first thing you've got to do is you've got to know him. You've got to know him and you've got to spend time in his presence consistently. You've got to learn how to love him back and you've got to understand that, listen, he already knows who you are. He already knew what you would be full of. He already knew how you would feel. He knew exactly what would happen during the course of your life. He knew that when you accepted him, you wouldn't really believe. He knew that it would be a process from here to there. But the truth is, you can't just stay on the surface. You can't just spend 5 minutes a day with him and expect to go deeper. You can't just read your word periodically or listen to things that empower you periodically. You can't just open your mouth periodically. And the truth is, when the water fills you, when the Spirit of God fills you, it fills you up. And there's something about allowing the Holy Spirit to override everything that was in times past, something that was impotent, something that was useless, something that had no power, something that had no authority. But now here you are and you're in his presence and all you have to do is be. You don't have to fix yourself up. He filled the vats. He filled them with his glory. And even though the servants put water in the vats, which is all you have to do, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Jesus, come in and sup with me. Be my substance. Be my cleaning agent. Be the thing that flushes out my old plumb line. Be the thing that empties me of my wills and my desire. Be what I need to thrive and to love you more. Be my understanding. Be my intellect. Be my hope and my strength. Be my shield and my buckler. If you give him room to fill you up, to overtake what was and to transition you from death to life. If you make a commitment to die daily, even if you blow it, listen, get up, dust yourself off. There is therefore now no condemnation. Start to know the word of God so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the standard that's on the inside of you will give credence to the water that he filled you with, the spirit that he filled you with, and hold up the standard. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going there. I'm not expressing that. I don't want to feel like that. I'm using the word of God as my words and my weapon, and I shall live and not die. Quitting is not an option. vision. Lo, you said you would be with me even until the ends of the earth. And you begin to declare the works of the Lord. You begin to stand on the principles, the precepts, and the promises of God. You empower yourself to make the right decision at the right time. You stop allowing things to linger that should have been gone long ago. You give him permission to be the battle axe that can chisel away the hardness of your heart. You be the one that makes the active decision that I will trust you even when I can't trace you. Jesus, I'm ready to go from empty to full. I'm ready to be choice wine. I'm ready to trust you with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. I'm ready to go into the uttermost parts of the earth. I'm ready to Isaiah 61. I know, God, that you have a great work for me to do. For the word declares that greater works than these shall we do in his name. But if we don't know who he is, we don't know his desire. The longer you delay the process of the progress of building right relationship with Jesus, going deeper than Sunday morning service at the country club, going further than periodically picking up your Bible, having the courage to not only speak the word of truth and love, but then I believe that there's something that happens. When we give Jesus the room and the power and permission, and we make a decision to agree with what his word already says about us, you begin to transition out of mediocre living. You begin to transition out of trying to be good enough for him to love you back. You begin to transition out of the lie that we've been told that everything we do has to be perfect and aligned before he'll love us. No, ma'am. No, sir. Just like you are right now. He took those stone vats that were sitting idly by, filled them, and made them the vessels that held the precious wine. But it had everything to do with his glory. Nothing to do with the vessels. Nothing to do specifically with the water, but it had everything to do with the fact that he put his glory on it and it changed everything. Can I ask you a question this morning? When is the last time you experienced his glory? Not just at church, but on your own. In your own time, where you knew that when you got up or when he finished working on your heart or your plumb line, when he began to reveal to you that something about how you understood who he was different. I can literally remember the first time that I knew something was different. I knew that I could no longer be and do and operate and move around like I was accustomed to because he exposed me. When's the last time you just let God expose the truth of who you are to you? Not to people. Right? And the reality is people don't matter in this process. Going deeper is simply learning how to trust him in excess, above what your Sunday school teacher taught you. And all of that is good. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. More than what the preacher said on Sunday, because none of that is irrelevant when you leave and Sunday afternoon arrives and Monday comes and Tuesday comes and Thursday, Friday, Saturday come and you have nothing. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. You get to a point where, listen, mama's faith, that's cool. But Jesus, I need you. I need to know you. I want to feel you. I want to experience your love. I want to love like you. You will never love like Jesus in your own strength and your own power. You will never have a desire to change anything about who you say you are until you know who he says you are. The only way to know that is in him. And so this morning, my brothers and my sisters, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service, that you would allow God to empty you and to begin to reveal the broken pieces in who you are so that he can change your heart. So you can come out of tradition, religion, habit, and routine and walk right into compassion and love and gentleness and kindness and showing mercy and faithfulness so that someone else will come into the knowledge of Christ. Do we put new wine in old vats? Absolutely not. This morning, I pray that you would have new wine and that you would experience the glory of God like you've never experienced it before, and that he will begin to transition you from being obligated into simply knowing that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, as I pass the call.
Rejoice in the day that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, God. We stand in awe of you, Father God. We come to your throne right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, laying before you our cares and our desires and our burdens, Lord God, praying a special prayer this morning for Rick, Lord God, that you would break his fever, Lord God, and release and remove any pain that he has in his chest area, Lord God. We pray also, Lord, that you would also give Susie everything she needs to sustain and to comfort and to encourage her husband, Lord God. Give her the faith and the strength that she needs, Lord. We're praying also for Mrs. Shepherd, who had a heart attack last night. Lord, we say it all the time, you know everything before it even happens, Lord God. We pray that it is your will, Lord God, that you would restore her, Lord, recover her, Lord God, renew her body, Lord God, and bring her back to her health, Lord God. Lord, we pray also, Lord, that we would just lay all our burdens right before you, Lord. Any stones that cause us to stumble, Lord God, any past hurts, Lord God, any fears, Lord God, we pray that if we are our past molestations, Lord God, our past abandonment issues, our past generational curses, familial issues, Lord God, any anger and resentment, anything that keeps us from knowing the glory of you, God, we just lay it before you. Lord God, we cannot do it without you, Lord God, but we know as your word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Lord. So we pray that you just give us the strength that we need to face not only the future, Lord, but our past, the things that keep us from believing in you wholeheartedly, God, the things that keep us from stretching in you, Lord God. Lord God, we just leave all our burdens right at your feet, Lord, expecting you to do what you say that you will do, Lord, and that we wait patiently upon your promises, Jesus. Thank you for the declaration today, Lord God. Thank you for the reminder, Lord God, that you can turn anything anew, Lord God. So give us a pure heart, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Your word says that obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Lord God, I just pray that we will release our will to you, Lord, and that as we get to know you and grow in you, Lord God, and strive for you, Lord God, and quench for you and thirst for you, Lord Jesus, that we will release our will for our lives and totally welcome your will will for our lives, God. Lord, help us to not let you be a routine or just something we do out of habit, Lord God, but because we want to know you more, that we want to grow in you, Lord God, that we want to be stronger and wiser, God, that we want to go deeper, Lord, that we want to have a infinite relationship with you, God, and only you, God. So I just praise your name this morning. I pray that you will send the Holy Spirit in right now and saturate this place, Lord God. Open our spiritual eyes so we see and we understand things that we've never saw and understood before, Lord God. Let us pour ourselves out, Lord. Let us be open and willing vessels to your will, Jesus. Lord, I just bless your name. God, you are so great. You are so great, and you can do so much. You've done so much, Lord. So we just praise your name this morning, Lord God. We say glory, glory, glory to the King Most High, Lord God. Lord, show us who you are, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, help us to be obedient. Help us to walk upright, Lord God. Help us to strive for you, Lord Jesus. Help us to seek you in the morning, noon, and night, Lord God. Help us to pray to you without ceasing, Lord God. We need to know, Lord God, deep down on the inside who we are, Lord God, not to just profess it, Lord, topically, Lord, but to know it deep in our spirit, Lord God. Any wound, Lord God, that keeps us from you, Lord God, anything in the crack and crevices of our mind that we think that you can't do or you won't do, Lord God, we are good enough. Your word says we are good enough. Your word says we are worthy because you love us, Lord God. Lord, you loved us first, Lord God. If only we can love the way that you love us, Lord God. So, Lord God, teach us, Lord. Make us mealable, Lord God. Make us pliable and flexible, Lord God. Stretch us, Lord Jesus. Stretch us, Lord God. Hallelujah. I bless your name this morning, Lord God. We just want what you want for us, Lord God. Lord God, anything in the way of you, Lord God, please. Help us to see it and then remove it and never to look back, Lord God, never to look back upon that thing. Help us to move past yesterday, Lord, but to forge forward into today, Lord God, and to forge triumphantly in victory with you, Jesus. I just bless your name, God. Sometimes I am just speechless when I think of you, Lord. I am speechless when I think of how great and merciful you are. I am speechless about how you put your son on the cross for my sake, Lord God, for our sakes. How magnificent is that, Lord God? And every day we get another opportunity, Lord God, to do it right, to do it differently, to grow, Lord God, to stretch, Lord God, to go wider and deeper in you, God. So, Lord, give us the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. Lord, give us the fruit of your Spirit, Lord God. Give it to us, Lord God. We need it. We need it for your people, Lord God. We need it for our families, Lord God. We need it for the workplaces, Lord God. We need it for the work that we are to do, Lord God. Reveal to us what our goals are in you, Lord God. Reveal to us our gifts for those of us who do not know, Lord God. Reveal to us what you would have us do, God. Lord, help us to seek you earnestly, God. Lord Jesus, help us to know you more and more and more and the more. Because, Lord, we never would have made it without you, Lord. We never would have came this far without you, Lord God. We never will make it without you, God. So we acknowledge you as Lord and Savior of our lives this morning. And we just bless your name, God. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. Lord, I lay my burdens down before you. I cast my cares upon you, Lord, with great expectation that you will take those things and make them anew, that you will remove them, Lord, that I will have no stone to stumble upon, Lord God. Lord, your word says a three-cord strand is stronger than those who would be two, and I'm paraphrasing, but Lord God, you know. Lord, your word says in Ecclesiastes that the things that we toil for in this earth, on this earth, is meaningless, Lord God. The only only thing that has longevity, the only thing that is infinite and eternal is you. So, Lord, let us set our focus on the right thing. That's you. Help us not to be distracted with this and that and the other, Lord, but keep our goal and our focus fixed on you, God, and our eternity with you. And while we're here, Lord, help us to reveal in our hearts the things that do not know you, Lord God. Lord God, strive against those who strive with us, Lord God. Lord God, just do what you do, Lord God. I bless your name. I bless your name. I thank you for Dion, Lord God. I thank you for Tanya. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I thank you for all the declarations up until this point. I thank you for the growth that's happening even now, Lord God. I thank you for the will that's becoming stronger and stronger even now, God. I just thank you, God, for choosing us, Lord God. I thank you, God, for pulling us up, Lord God. I thank you for your protection, Lord God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, things that we do maybe on a daily basis, Lord God. Help us to know the right way to go, God. So, God, I just bless your name. I just bless your name. I just bless your name. Lord, I need you. Lord, I pray for the heartbroken, those who are confused and confounded, Lord God, those who are struggling with marriage or divorces, Lord God, those in their singleness, Lord God. I pray for those who are dealing with afflictions in their bodies, Lord God. Lord, I pray that your will be done. But above all, Lord, help us to obey, God. Help us to obey your word, Lord God. Help us to read and hide your word in our heart, Lord God. Help us to spend more time with you, God. When you wake us up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Lord, tell us what to do and what you would have us do, Lord. If we're to pray or to read or to think or meditate on someone, Lord God, Lord, just show us what you would have us to do. And, Lord, I pray that we obey. I bless your name, God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. I love you to the best of my ability today, and I pray that my ability grows and grows and grows in my obedience, Lord God. I bless your name, God. So as we take our phones off the mute this morning, Lord God, and begin to pray to you in a corporate fashion, Lord God, we just say thank you and hallelujah and amen. I bless your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We love to praise you, Lord God. We love to praise you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
God,
I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God. I
I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God. Your words in the three-strand cord is not easily broken, Lord God. Not easily broken, God. Hallelujah. We bring you into the phone, God. We bring you into the phone, Lord Jesus. I bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for the water that we turned into wine, God. Just another example of your glory and your might and your strength that nothing is impossible. So, Lord, we believe that you can turn us into wine, Lord God. We believe that we are the vessels that hold the wine, God. Hallelujah. Let us empty ourselves out for you, Lord God. And you in turn fill us, Lord God, with your spirit, Lord God. Guide us, Lord God. Reveal to us your gift, Jesus. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Lord, I just call you out right now. I call you out right now, God. I call the Holy Spirit into this place. Saturate us, Lord God. With your spirit, Lord God. We say glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty and strong. In war, Lord God. Hallelujah. In battle, Lord God. Only you. Only you, God. No one but you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Help us to release our wounds, Lord God. Help us to cast our cares before you, Lord God. Help us to come to you boldly before the throne, Lord, and give you everything that we have, Lord God. Lord, help us to live for you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we want to live for you, God. We want our life to be a testimony, Jesus. Let our life be a testimony unto your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We call you Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Restore us, Jesus. Restore us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us pliable, Lord. Make us pliable and flexible, Lord God. Fill us up with you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Keep my focus and my eyes set on you, God. Help me not to be distracted or to stray, Lord God. Keep me on the straight narrow road, Lord God. Keep me on the straight narrow road, God. Lord, anything in my life that's not of you, Lord God, take it from me. Hallelujah. I surrender all, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we say glory, 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 hallelujah. Your word says that a three cord is not easily broken, Lord God. So we bless you. We bless you right now. We thank you. And as we begin to come to close, Lord God, as we begin to close, Lord Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We honor you with our lives, Jesus. We depend upon you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Oh, we need you every day, Lord God. So thank you, God, for yet another day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for the activities of our mind and our body, God. Bless us. Let that blessing extend our families and to our workplaces and to the marketplaces, Lord, to the local governments, Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our cry. Lord, you know our needs. We bless your name this morning. So hallelujah, the highest praise. Hallelujah, we say hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, God. We give our lives to you this day, Lord. We recommit to you this day, Lord. We die today to you, God. Thank you for your resurrection. Thank you for your restoration. As I pass the call back to Dion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, God. Good night.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. I lift it up. And make me whole.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about any of you, but I want to be full of Jesus and his joy. I'm so ready to be empty of all of me. I don't know what to do, honey. And I'm praying that it's not just me. I'm praying that you, and you will actually have the desire. Somebody's phone, your volume is really high. If you would be kind enough to turn it down, it's causing the phone to feedback. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and happy Wednesday to each and every one of you once again. There may be somebody that joined the call that did not have an opportunity to say good morning. Anybody want to say hey?
Good morning, Sam. It's Angela.
Hey, Ange.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Good morning. Hi, it's Mona.
Yo, yo, Brother E. Hey, Mona.
Hey.
Good morning. This is Brother Chris calling from Oakland.
Hey, Brother Chris. Welcome, welcome, man. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. It's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy girl.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday. Anybody else? Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gloria.
Hey, Glowworm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, it's Juliet.
Hey, Juju. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine girl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bernice.
Hey, Bernice.
Good morning, it's Renee.
Hi, Renee. Good morning.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, dear.
Okay.
Say it again. Who is this?
Sister Veronica. Hey. Good morning, family.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. This is Tanya, not Tanya, calling to you live from the gym. Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Good morning, Dondria.
Good morning, family. It's Nikisha.
Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning. This is Benita.
Hey, Benita. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad. Benita, is this your first time announcing yourself? Mm-hmm. You think you slick.
Ta-da.
Chris, too. Y'all think y'all slick. I don't miss nothing. I just didn't say nothing just that particular second. Glad to hear your sound this morning.
Good morning. It's Aisha Twinkle.
Hi, Aisha. Good morning.
morning, family. God bless you all this morning.
Hey, Sarge. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Natasha B. calling from the Windy City.
Hey, Chi-Town. What's happening? We got a new Chi-Town. I miss my Gail. But we are glad to have you calling all the way from the big Windy City. Hey, Tosh.
Thank you. Hey.
Hey. Amen. Anybody else? I didn't hear Krishanda. Or did I?
Good morning, it's Rachel.
Hi, April Mayberry.
I said good morning this morning.
Oh,
good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hey.
Happy Wednesday, babe. Good morning. Hey, man, who cooking grits? We do not want to hear you cooking grits if you ain't making no deliveries. I'm going to need you to mute your phone. Either you cooking grits or you building a whole house, child. Hey, man. Hey, man. Antibody else. Hey, man. So, Aisha is another Aisha, because it wasn't Twinkle, because I think I know Twinkle's voice. Am I wrong about that? Is that a different Aisha?
No, Twinkle got cold.
Oh, Twinkle. Oh, okay. Okay. You got boogers this morning. Amen. And is that Benita Knuckles?
I'm serious. No, it's Ravonna.
Oh, Benita. Huh? Okay. Ta-da. You did. You tricked me. You did it on purpose, I believe. Amen. All right, y'all. So, anybody get anything from, as Brother Jeff said, the decoration? Anybody get anything from the decoration this morning?
Hey, it's Krishanda.
Hey, Krishanda. Go ahead, girl.
God is an awesome, awesome wonder. He's an awesome wonder. What I've loved about this call, as I keep saying, as I get on, is the meat. And I am really starting to see in my life when he says, out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, the word shall be established.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were talking about water and pushing through and cleaning, I have been talking about Drano.
Yeah.
I've been talking about Drano. And so the word was awesome. And it was just sent from heaven. And I just thank you.
Amen. God, we pray. Hallelujah. Y'all will be surprised to know that that is not what I studied all cotton picking day yesterday. And I was like, for real, Jesus, you just go, that's how you doing that? Okay. Yeah. So.
I mean, he really has, through this call, has been sending confirmations time and time again. I will have a conversation with someone, and then you guys will get on the call and talk about it. So God is really moving. He always
Amen.
Is, but I just feel his spirit just really
Amen.
Moving at this time.
Well, that makes my heart happy. Yeah, that makes my heart happy, because that was not my directive. I thought I had my own agenda, but I thank God for the spiritual Drano, honey, that he will do whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it. And my agenda is not law, that whatever he decides is what I'm rolling with, because that's the thing that works. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else have anything?
Yeah.
Jeff.
Let me jump in and out. Get back on.
Okay.
But yeah, you blessed me this morning.
Hallelujah.
I got a great deal out of your declaration this morning.
Amen.
You know, when that glass with that, the mud is, you know, the mud is in the glass. The mud is half full, and the mud is either it's almost to the top. And I was visualizing, let me see if I can put a little bit like Tasha Cobb. I can't sing like her, but she says, fill me up till I overflow.
Yeah, come on, Brother Jeff.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Overflow. So as I'm visualizing the mud in the glass. The mud is in Jeff, and I need an overflow. You see,
yeah.
the Holy Spirit, it doesn't dwell in an unclean temple, so I got to get the mud out. So
yeah.
The water is flowing into the glass,
mm-hmm.
and it's muddy, and it's thick. So
mm-hmm.
I need the Father to keep pouring and keep pouring and keep
yeah.
pouring.
Come on, Brother Jeff.
You know, the mud is overflowing out
yeah.
of the top of
the mud. Yeah, man,
it's
there you go.
Flowing. The water is steady flowing. And
yeah.
next thing you know, the mud is all bubbled up and it's done overflowed out the glass. And next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
the glass is clear.
Come on here. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
Brother
yes.
Jeff.
Thank
Brother Jeff. Come on here.
That's how you grab the mic and then drop it. I'm going back on mute.
I love y'all. I swear I wouldn't do life no other way. Brother Jeff didn't hit a tune. What? Y'all wasn't ready? Y'all were not ready. And he preached. You did a whole sermonette, Brother Jeff. Come through. Listen, one of the things that changed my life, I was 23 years old, and I will never forget it. I always talk about the example with the two balloons, but this particular Sunday, which is one of the reasons that I loved how my daddy taught, he had a picture, and he had, it was a clear picture, and it was filled with water that was red in color. And he had another picture, and he began to pour the clear water into the red water, and the flow was constant. And exactly how Brother Jeff just explained him rinsing the mud out of our hearts and rinsing the back up and the silt out of our hearts is exactly what he said. See, this is what it looks like to stay in fellowship with Jesus, to stay under the current, to stay, to abide in the place, to occupy the space where the water is running freely. And the only way to do that is through the washing of the word of God, and the acquiesce to the Holy Spirit to move out of the way so that the Holy Spirit can begin to cause you to overflow, which is what helps with little simple things like road rage, or instead of whooping your kid or beating them half to death, really sitting down and coming from a place of not just compassion, but correction and conviction that helps to change the heart and build the moral character of a child. It's the thing that helps you when you somebody call you a name or say something disrespectful, when technically I would get a hammer and hit them in the eye because I was hood like that. They make you not even be like, yeah, yeah, whatever. I know the truth. And the word says, and the truth will make you free, not set, make, M-A-K-E. And so I'm excited about us getting to a place where we don't step out of the current, because we want to be overflowing. We want to be full. We want to be made whole. We want to be clean. We want to be pure. Give me clean hands and a pure heart that I might worship thee. Hallelujah. Anybody else got anything? Anybody?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to drop a little something on what you and Jeff was talking about. Over in Israel, I learned that running water is called living water. And so before you could go to the temple, and I always wondered what that was. They said before you go to the temple, you had to you had to wash in living water. And so everybody had, every house had a cistern where the water always constantly flowed. And so water that is constantly running, this is what they call living water. So I was just thinking about what you and Jeff were talking about. Jesus met the woman at the well. And she said, and he said, I will give you living water. And there's something about having an ever-present water flow that's always there. It's always running. You ain't got to worry about the mud, like I said, because if you got a constant flow of water, it's going to clean it up. If you got a constant flow of water, you're always going to be able to have some place to wash. And what the good thing about living water is that you ain't got to pay no water bill because it's already been paid. All you got to do is just put your body underneath the living water and be washed. That's all I want to say. God bless you. Good declaration.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and I agree. 199.99%. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. So a couple of things, and then we can wrap the call up early today, and prayerfully, you'll take the time to spend some time in his presence and perhaps even do something as simple as meditate. Well, Dion, what does that look like? How does that feel? And the truth is that the word says that he will give us the desires of our heart, right? And until maybe about 2 years ago, even though I may have been doing it without necessarily intending to, we have the ability in today's time to make active decisions to do certain things that will begin to trigger the need for constant flow, right? And so one of the things that I do, one of the things that the Lord reminded me of first, before I even go into that, is that if the enemy can take your voice, if he can keep you from opening up your mouth and declaring the works of he who sent you, he has the ability to rob you of operating in purpose and promise. And I remember when Cy was sick, and I would internally be thinking to myself, I'd be pondering all these different things, all these different outcomes. And the Lord began to tell me to use my words, right? He told me, open your mouth. And I can even go back further 5 years when he gave us this phone call in an effort to move me from death to life. And we used to always say, open up your mouth and declare victory. The beautiful thing is this, as much as we might go through, as much as we might experience, the truth is that we already have the victory. The battle is already won. The problem is activating your faith, activating the gift of the Holy Spirit, and being constant in doing so. And so some of the things that I do in an effort to keep my mind, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If we make an active decision to override the truth of what we see visually, the intrusion of what we hear audibly that does not align with that truth and more so aligns with the world systems and their processes and their steps and their measures that they have in place to survive. We don't have to survive. We can actually thrive in him, but it takes a conscious, consistent, focused effort, which is why he tells us to keep our eyes on the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. There is a fixation that's necessary on getting to the end of our race, not just victorious, because we already know the victory is promised, but without wavering, without stepping to the left or to the right and making an active decision to do so. One of the additional things that I do
as consistently as I can is I will meditate on the word of God. I may choose a series or a string of words that I will look at in an effort that my spirit recall and retain them, so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the standard is always present. But if you don't know the standard, you don't know which way to go, left or right. And so meditation looks like maybe putting on some, I am a CCM girl. As much as I love gospel music, I love music that is reverent to God's glory. I love music that is even classical CCM music, if you've ever heard of that, or even people that sing the word of God, not gospel songs, not motivational songs, but I'm talking about the actual word of God because I am a musical being, so that penetrates my heart. In doing so, set aside 30 minutes where maybe you even do something as simple as some breathing exercises, something as basic as just closing the door, turning off the lights, sitting in quiet and thinking about the goodness of the Lord, not what you need, not what you want him to fix, not what may be out of order, but thinking about the reality that if you're still here, he's been a good father. And you may have been going through some things and suffered some stuff, but the reality is he still kept your mind. You are not sitting on the side of the whatever bridge is closest to you playing with your lips. And that is enough to focus on the fact that he's been faithful. And so those are a couple of the things. When I feel myself going into myself or trying to solve my own problems, I open up my mouth and I say, Dion, that is not your responsibility. The word of God says, lo, I will be with you always, even until the ends of the earth. And as simple as that may sound, what I want to share is that it is effective, that he literally will reroute my thought process to the truth of his word when I open my mouth. Those are just a couple of the ways that you stay under the current. Anybody else have anything before we get ready to wrap it up?
Oh, yeah, Sister Dion.
Yes.
Let me jump back in right quick. And you just done told us what to do. Everybody on the line, open up your mouth. So I'm grateful that Chan spoke it into my spirit, you know, a while back, that I need to be intentional. And, you know, and the enemy was trying to get me to shut up this morning and not speak what my day is going to be. And today I'm going to, you know, because you talked about going deeper, and in order for me to reach that deeper level in Christ, that I must do some things. So today, I am not going to the domino table. You know, I'm going to bypass that fellowship, and I hope I remember to call in at 5 o'clock, because usually at 5 o'clock, I'll be on the domino table. So today, at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be in my word. And if God bring it to my remembrance, I'll be on this prayer line for the prayer. So I needed to state that. I needed to speak that, that today I'm going straight home and get in my word and bypass that domino table. Victory family, anybody on this line, y'all open up your mouth and speak. Let's go deeper.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brother Jeff. And yes, sir, it is an intentional effort, because without it, see, one of the things we keep thinking, because culturally it is how we've been programmed to operate, is that Jesus is going to somehow come down and change your behavior for you. That's not real. That's not real. That is a false expectation, and it is not, it's a false burden, actually. And it can superimpose itself on you based upon who you have in dialogue with. And the reality is that we change our behaviors because we make decisions. We change how we move around because we make intentional strides toward becoming everything that Jesus already said we are. The reality is you are who you were and who you are going to be simultaneously, all at the same time, considering that time is for nothing other than us. Jesus created time, stuck you in a place of time to walk out what he built you for. The problem is everybody else told you what you were built for, and you don't know what he built you for because you don't have right relationship with him. That was my truth. I did not know. I was doing what I thought I knew to do. But the more I got to know him, the closer my walk became, the more I understood that my agenda was not his divine plan. They were just aspirations that I had in an effort to prove that I was good enough to be loved by him, when in fact, he does not require that. He loves you right there. He's going to love you the same today, imperfect as he is, when you come into perfection. Nothing about him changes. The only thing that changes is us and our symptoms. But after he reveals to you the source of your symptoms, which is why I said the core of us and all the things that life has piled on us are what we identify with. But the longer we stay under the current of the flow of the power of the living water, the more he begins to revitalize those dead things, the things that he put in us from the foundation of the earth that he needs to manifest here in the world today. And he put you in this particular dispensation of time in an effort to walk out the truth of who he said you are. But you got to know it.
Mm-hmm. Dion.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a shameless plug for the Red Suitcase Diaries.
Uh-huh.
And my latest body of work, I'm talking about one of the rudiments that kept me basically from flowing, from the water of life flowing through my life and giving me life, and that was jealousy. And I talk about how I dealt with it, and I had to do it radically. And how I had to make sure that when it would come to visit, because it wasn't, remember, it isn't what comes out of us that goes in us that defiles us, it's what comes out of us. And dealing with certain behaviors and triggers, and trying to find out where did this come from. And one of the first things that I would do in practicing, making sure, intentionally making sure that when it would come, that I would deal with it right then and there. And the first thing that I would do was confess. I would identify it and confess to the Father, you know, what was going on right then and there, because I didn't know how to feel. And I didn't know how I was going to deal with it, because it had been a bitter root that was in me for so long that it didn't mean that if it came up that it was particularly against anyone, but it was just familiarity, you know, and how I had to confess it and then be vulnerable and open to receive the healing of the Father. Because even when I felt it and I would deal with it, in order enough to get past it, oftentimes I would feel I would entertain the guilt of how I would feel when it was just something that was practiced, you know, so much so over the years and in childhood for one reason or the other, that it would begin to stop me from even receiving the love of people. You know, so I'm reminded of the cup, you know, in the Jewish tradition, where when you would go to someone's house and they would offer you a drink, they would offer you a saucer. And today in Western civilization, we use the salsa to keep the ring from moisture from messing up the table. You know, that's just basically, that's etiquette. But in a sense, it's kind of selfish if you don't know what it really is for. But it's when you go to someone's house and they would continue to pour, it meant they wanted you to stay. And I was, as you was talking this morning, I'm reminded of how God, how he wants to continue to pour into us. And the saucer is there to catch the overflow. And it is for consumption, you know, and it's a sign that, you know, if we would, he promised if we would come into him, that he would continue to come into us, that he would continue to sup with us. You know, and I'm thankful today for, you know, being able to share my gift, because jealousy kept me from sharing my gift, you know, and to be able to freely talk about it, because you don't hear people talk about it, or, you know, taking it in personally, you know. But thank God for his healing this morning, you know, and being free, you know. I don't know necessarily what I'm going to give up on today, but because there's a lot of stuff I have and probably could, you know. I don't look at much TV, you know, and I don't do a whole lot of eating, a lot of just, you know, fasting, you know, because we have to really train our bodies, you know, to listen for God, you know, and to be in a place to receive from him. And so, you know, I'm just thankful for his freedom. I'm thankful for the freedom that I have in him, and the freedom in just even recognizing some ills and some things that have plagued my life for so long, you know, that I'm now able to, I have the capacity to receive, you know, what he has. But not only that, the courage to pour it out, you know, and to share my life with others. So thank you for your share this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Vonda. Thank you for, as always, being so transparent. I think that's one of the things that the washing of the word actually does, is it helps you to be honest about where you at, what you feel, what you're going through, and the anticipation of the hope that not only will God begin to change it, but that he'll begin to renew your mind in such a way that you'll walk into freedom. And listen, we have the ability to walk into freedom effortlessly.
Can't hear you, sis.
I am so molded. I was just talking and my little phone had been clicked over. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was just saying that we have the ability to walk into our freedom because of the sacrifice that Jesus made effortlessly. But because that's not what we've been taught, that's not what we've been exposed to, you know, we get shipped off to hell so quick that the reality is, and I know that it was harmless when it was being taught, like that it wasn't the intention to make us feel like Jesus was the boogeyman or God was a monster or an ogre or something. But the truth is that that lie has been what people have lived under forever. And I think that once you start to spend time and get to know Jesus for real, like, and the abundance of love, that's where Ephesians 3:20 comes in, right? That exceeding abundantly above and beyond anything we could ever think, hope for, or imagine. But we think small. We think small of who we are. We think small of who God is. And we think very, very little about the truth that there's nothing you can do. What can separate you from the love of Jesus? Right? But when that word becomes our truth
and solid in how we live, that Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation. Because the truth is, we live from a place of guilt more than we operate from the place of freedom. And it's programmed. It is that mud that we deal with outside of all the stuff that we've been through. The stories that our ancestors told based on the lies that they were told, you know, and again, with the attempt to keep us safe, when in fact, putting fear in us as opposed to reverence in us has caused us not to be able to operate from the place of freedom that Jesus died for.
Good stuff right there.
Right, and so, but it's a trip because I know that I've spent at least the last 15, 20 years operating from a place of fear, not reverence. Right, because there's a reverence, and it's even more so difficult for people who have not experienced the love of their father. Right, so if you had a militant dad, you know, you got that element. Donut, no. Yeah, but that's way over there. You're going to be late. Oh. Sorry, guys. but getting to the place where my relationship has become my relationship and allowing myself to be, to be vulnerable to a truth that I didn't know, to the revelation of the Holy Spirit and actually being exposed to his love more than I've been exposed to his punishment.
Hey, Dion, can I say this? Good morning, DV family. This is Kendra. And for me, I had to basically, like, feed what I wanted to grow. You know, you don't eat, you're going to die, right? From malnutrition or something. So I had to feed myself the Word of God. I had to feed myself the promises of God so that it could grow and so that I could go deeper and so that I could, you know, live in that freedom and that liberty and stand on his promises that there's liberty in Christ. So I was just elaborating on, you know, what you were just, the whole declaration. And for me, I have to address it by feeding what I want to grow. You don't eat, you're going to die. So thank you so much. I thank God for you and, my strength in the Lord. They working.
Amen. Anybody else have anything? I could talk about this till he get here, child. Because, listen, the freer I get, the more I want people to be free. That's all. I just want us to be free. Amen.
This is Juliet.
Hey, dude.
Oh, wait a minute. Life is annoying. Wait just a minute. Let me get off.
Hey, man, if you're talking, we can't hear you. I think you may have muted yourself. Hey, man, anybody else while Juliet is getting her?
This is Tanya. So real quick, while Juliet is getting it together. And I apologize for the background noise, but you just said something that was really, really key about being free. So the goal, everybody, if you listen to this, the goal is to keep you distracted. The goal is to keep you bound, because as long as you're bound, you will never free your world. Not the entire world, your world, the people you're assigned to, the people that are within your circumference or your presence or whatever, you know. The people that are around you, the people in your community, the people in your family, as long as you are bound, you won't be able to free them. And I don't mean necessarily freeing them by going and pulling them out. We can liberate people just by our walk, people watching our lives, people listening to our conversation, how we respond, how we drive our vehicles in the middle of traffic, if we're displaying road rage, if we are not putting the shopping cart back, if we get something from one section of the store and we just haphazardly throw it someplace else. My family laughed at me and talked about, oh my gosh, you're going to take it all the way back. Yeah, I am. And, you know, sometimes I may not go all the way, but I'm an ambassador. I'm a representative of Christ, and I don't know who's watching me. And so, not that we live our lives for other people, but we have a responsibility to ourselves and to free ourselves the way I love what Kendra said about feeding yourself. If I'm feeding myself a bunch of junk, that's what's going to come out. But if I'm feeding myself some positive stuff, and it doesn't always have to be the Bible. It could be books that are centered around faith or joy or whatever it is that you're looking or becoming a better person, right? Because you got to have some balance. But I just love what you said about that whole freedom thing. So the goal is that the enemy, he doesn't want your stuff. He wants your faith. And I've heard that several times this week alone. He doesn't want your job. He doesn't want your husband. He doesn't want your house. He doesn't want your promotion. He wants your faith. And if he can steal it from us, that's one more person that he doesn't have to worry about in the kingdom, freeing hundreds, maybe thousands, or hundreds of thousands of people. Thank you. Bye.
Amen. Good stuff. And he absolutely, he is not concerned about your little funky car. He does not want your position at your job. He doesn't want any of that. Juju, are you back? You there? I don't know what happened.
Yes, I'm back. I have you on blast off to my house, so.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Anyway, okay, I'm just sitting there meditating on what you've been talking about all morning. And the thing that struck me when you were talking about meditation, and that's what I'm working on. I'm really working towards this meditation. Just meditating, just being able to sit quietly and, you know, just talk to God and actually just be quiet, let him talk to me. And it's very difficult. So, I want you guys to understand the gap for me on that. But how do you get to that place, Dionne, where you just like silence all the talk, the chatter? Because there's a lot of chatter, you know what I'm saying, in my head.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's normal. And those are the distractions. And it is a process. And to be real honest, you know who taught me how to meditate? Philip Watson. He taught me, and you can actually go on YouTube or Periscope and just and listen to some of his what he calls soak scopes.
Okay.
And so some of the exercises, now mind you, this just, you know, in 2016, it's 2019 now. And even though I probably, you know, would do it sometime, one of the studies that I did is called EHS, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. I've talked about this book multiple times. The author's last name is it got a whole bunch of Z's in it. I'll post it in the Victory Room today. But I had to train myself to turn myself off, and a whole bunch of like simple breathing exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is say the word over and over again, whatever the word that God, you know, he may have a specific word in my focal sphere, right? And so I will use that word. And after a while, the weight of my heart's desire, because if you focus on Jesus long enough, your heart will begin to asphyxiate on what you are pondering. And then the things that you are hearing start to be drowned out by the surrender that you allow yourself to lean into. Because it's really, everything is a matter of surrender. Jesus surrendered his spirit. He made a decision to release, even because he could have, you know, talked to, I know, I'm sure, you know, being on a cross, child, he could have talked himself out of, honey, these jokers ain't going to bit more, trust me, obey me, live for me, none of that. I mean, he could have had that dialogue going on in his head, but he was so committed
to his love for us that he relinquished his right to allow anything else to supersede what he was sent for. That's how strong the same will you have when you were in the world and you just wanted to do what you wanted to do and you were committed to doing it. You have to commit your will to surrender. That's how focused you got to be. And then your ability to hear changes. And what you hear completely changes.
Thank you for that, because I'm just stuck on that area of just meditation, you know. I could talk all day long, but I need to be in a place where I really just want to. And you know what? It's like what you said. It's not even about like hearing from God to give me something. It's about I just want to be in that intimate place with God. You know, like talking to your best friend. Just you know what I'm saying? Just sitting there and just letting him talk to me and just having this conversation instead of my mouth always going. You know what I'm saying? So, right. All right. I'm going to get into
it. I think that's everybody's struggle, though. That ain't new. You know what I mean? Like, that's the common denominator of remaining lost. You know how most people don't listen to hear. They listen to respond. My bad. Like, I'm learning, and it is an ongoing process how to listen to hear.
But thank you for those tidbits of information. I'm definitely taking it to heart, and that's where I'm at right now.
That's a good place.
It's my meditation, and that's what my focus is today. Is, you know, even if it's just a minute or two, but to sit there and be quiet, you know, so I can hear.
But that emotionally healthy spirituality, that book, comes with a daily devotional, and you are required for 2 minutes at a time to sit in silence. And it's not easy. it's still not easy.
I can't wait till you post it so I can get the book.
Yep, I will post it as soon as I get back from dropping this boy off.
All right, love you.
I love you more. Amen. Anybody else as we are approaching the hour? Well, praise God. I think that this morning was what it was supposed to be. Huh?
Good morning. I'm sorry. This is Pam.
It's okay.
I just want to say your word just blessed me this morning, like the words every day. So thank you so much, woman of God. Continue doing what you do. I love you.
Amen. Amen. God be praised. Amen. Good stuff. Amen. So as we get ready to wrap it up again, we meet back here today. Lady Diane is actually out of town. So I will be hosting just our brief connection time as we celebrate and thank God for, again, touching and saving, healing and delivering our loved ones. I want to encourage those of you that have someone that you may want to be prayed for. If you just send me an inbox message, I'm going to physically write them out. And even though I'm going to pray for them today, if you saw my bedroom door, I'm actually going to post them in a place that I aim at every single day and just begin to believe God with you and for you that your loved ones be saved, set free, healed, and delivered. And I'm praying that God do a quick work. I'm actually putting a demand on heaven because I got these adult sons and I'm going to need them to be on target, Jesus, as opposed to on my nerves. Amen. They work in patience with me, though. I betcha. So anyway, guys, I pray that today you would go and grow in love, that you would be and abide in everything that Jesus called you to be, and that you would learn how to occupy the space of freedom and liberty that Jesus hung, bled, and died for, that your walk will begin to become effortless because you make an active decision to commit thy ways unto the Lord in an effort to be, to experience, to expect exceeding abundantly above and beyond anything you could ever think, hope for, or imagine. I'm praying that Jesus will absolutely blow your mind with the truth of his word and the embrace of his infinite, undying, unfailing love for you and everything connected to you. So I love you guys. I pray that you will keep me lifted in your prayer as God is doing some things and opening some doors, that he will give me the capacity not just to open and walk through doors for myself, but that it will create opportunities for everything that I'm connected to so that we can go higher, deeper, become stronger, and grow wider in kingdom living and kingdom experience. Amen. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. For those that will, I'll meet you back here at 5 p.m. And if not, we'll hear you tomorrow, 6 a.m., same bat station, same bat time. And don't forget, if you like, you can download the Freedom Radio app and listen in for the first hour of the call. I've got some folks in other states. Be sure to tell them they can listen in to the call as well. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
Everyone.
Have a blessed day, Victory family.
Have a blessed day.
See you, blessings. See you all.
Bye, guys.
Have an awesome day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.